Two years, it's kind of tempo life.
We need to wait a few minutes.
Yeah. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Ballaba Kiribare Dari Gopi Jana Ballaba Kiribare Dari Zaso dananana dajja janaranjana Zaso dananana dajja janaranjana Jamina Chira Vanachari Jamina Chira Vanachari Jayaran Amarava Jabbihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Glória a Bhavananda! Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Astadarjada Shishanad. Here's the band, Gaishina Isi, Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Iskan Pandravacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Batita Pavana Srila Fallen Soul Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with a tidal wave of super ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Jai Om. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Padamahamsa Parivajakacharya Astatarajanashishimad. Here's Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsaka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvate Deve. Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadnyadishatarine. So today, to the water first here. Saturday we are blessed by Srila Prabhupada with the opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 37. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti Bhagavata Devya Patisaptam Alantama Murna Sa Sagrehe Sapam Etavat Lakshanam Shri Iti Bhagavato Devya Pati Saptam Alantama. Murdhna Sadagrihe Sapam Etavat Sudulakshanam Iti Bhagavato Devya Padisaptam Alantama Murdhna Sadagrihe Sapam Etavat Sudulakshanam Iti Bhagavato Devya Padisaptam Alantama Murna Sadagrihe Sapam Etabat Sadulakshanam Devya Pratisaptam Alantama Murnasandagihe Sapam Itabat Sadulakshanam. Ladies, Niti Bhagavato Devya. Padisaptam Anantamam. Murna Sadda Geheshapam. Itavatsadu Lakshanam. Iti Bhagavato Devya. Padisaptam Anantamam. Murna Sadda Geheshapam. Etavatsadu Lakshanam. Iti Bhagavato Devya. Tavatsadu Lakshanam. Iti Bhagavato Devya. Tadisaptam Alantamaham. Murna Sadhya Grihesakam. Tavatsadu Lakshanam. Iti. Thus, Bhagavata, the most exalted devotee, Devya of Parvati, Pratisaptam, to make a counter curse, Alantama, able in all respects, Murna, with his head, Sa, he, Chichaketu, Jagrihe, accepted, Shapam, the curse, Etavat, this much, Sadalakshanam, the symptom of a devotee. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Padivajakacharja Astatarasada Shishimad Esi Bhaktiva Dantatri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. The great devotee Chitakedu was so powerful that he was quite competent to curse Mother Parvati in retaliation. But instead of doing so, he very humbly accepted the curse and bowed his head before Lord Shiva and his wife. This is very much to be appreciated as the standard behavior of a Vaishnava. Purport. Upon being informed by Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati could understand that she was wrong in cursing Chitraketu. King Chitraketu was so exalted in his character that in spite of being wrongly cursed by Parvati, he immediately descended from his airplane and bowed his head before the mother, accepting her curse. This has already been explained, Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vibhati. Chitraketu very sportingly felt that since the mother wanted to curse him, he would accept the curse just to please her. This is called sadhu lakshanam, the characteristic of a sadhu or a devotee. It's explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnuna. A devotee should always be very humble and meek and should offer all respect to others, especially to superiors. Being protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee is always powerful, but a devotee is not wished to show his power unnecessarily. However, when a less intelligent person has some power, he wants to use it for sense gratification. This is not the behavior of a devotee. Shri Guru, Shri Jata Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Savitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashanya Vishatarine. So, this is the great mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Here we are drowning in this ocean of false ego. I am the Lord of all I survey. Having this doggish mentality. I am God. I am the center. What are you doing in my territory? Woof, woof, get out. You see, we have this doggish mentality. I am God. So Prabhupada has kindly come to deliver us from this hellish nightmare we're living in. Egocentrism, thinking I am the center. You see. Krishna-centrism, that's the actual reality. Krishna is the center, not you, not me. You see. So here we see a very nice example of King Chitraketu, you see. He was wrongly cursed. But instead of counteracting, oh, you have wrongly cursed, so you must be punished for wrongly cursing me. No. He said, okay, I accept it. You see. This is what is the advantage of taking this humble mood of even if you're wrongly treated, instead of retaliating, you accept it as if you deserved it, even though you didn't deserve it, you accept it as if you deserved it, you see. What is the benefit of doing that? Tanadapi sanichena. In such a humble state of mind, one can go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, 24 hours a day, you see. Because we're still puffed up, we think, well, I can only chant so much, you know. Hare Krishna finished. You see. But we actually learn that humble mood, you see. Very, very humble mood. I'm not even retaliating when I'm wrongly treated. And taking the wrong treatment is a blessing, you see. You see. Then we can go on chanting 24 hours a day, diving deeper into that sublime ocean, you see. This Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful. If we learn how to become humble, we can actually dive deep into it. You see. As I was explaining yesterday, this is actually the key that unlocks the spiritual world. You can actually, within your heart, you can actually enter into the spiritual world. You can actually see Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. It's all available. But the trouble is we're puffed up. I'm wrongly treated. Well, I will retaliate. I was wrongly treated. Now I retaliate, you see. But no, we have to learn to say, oh, even wrongly treated, wrongly chastised, wrongly treated, we have to take it as a great blessing to help me become humble, you see. Lower than the straw in the street. ready to offer our respect to others without expecting the slightest tiny tinge of respect for myself, you see. That's why we pray every day, Vanchaka Padarubhyascha, Kripa Sindubhya Ebhacha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone, and they are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So instead of thinking of my own, you know, my own, quote, reputation, whatever, we have to think, how can I please the Vaishnavas? How can I serve the Vaishnavas? That should be the move. Now, what about my name and fame? No. I can, let me be considered the lowest dog in Melbourne, that's all right. But let me serve the Vaishnavas with pure love, you see. That's the key, you see. How we can awaken this amazing experience of love of God within the heart. And Lord Chaitanya, as I've been quoting these last few days, that wonderful prayer from Lord Chaitanya, Chetodarpanamarjanam Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandakavataranam Vijavadu Jivanam Anandam Purivadanam Pratipadam Purnamritas Vadanam Savadmas Napanam Padam Vidayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Thus the fire of repeated birth and death, the fire of conditional life, is extinguished. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to taste the nectar for which we are always anxious, you see. So how to taste that nectar for which you're always anxious? We have to become, think ourselves lower than the straw in the street, you see. As long as I want to maintain my reputation, you see. We can't taste that nectar. When we take very humble, even if I'm wrongly corrected, wrongly criticized, that's all right. I take it as Krishna's mercy, you see, to help me become more and more and more humble, you see, so I can actually taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. That pure Krishna consciousness has been within our hearts ever since time immemorial, ever since it was there in the beginning. We were in the spiritual world and we left the spiritual world. It was still there, but it was simply covered by the false ego. You see. The pure love of God has always been with us, deep, buried deep, 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 deep within. You see. So this Sankirtan movement, it washes away that dirt, that false egotism that's clouding, that's covering it, you see. We have the most valuable jewel sitting right there, but it's covered by so many volumes of dirt. So we take every opportunity to be, as Krishna's special blessing, now let me become more humble, more humble, more humble, more humble, you see. And then that magical, wonderful day will come when I actually become awakened in Krishna consciousness and we can see Krishna face to face, eye to eye, you see. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santak sadaiva hidayesha valokayanti yam shama shunya ramachintya gunasvarupam govindamadipurisham tamahamajami. When we can actually learn to appreciate those amazing transcendental pastimes of Krishna described by Brahmaji, Ananda Chinmaya, Ananda Chinmaya, Rasatmataya Manasu, Ya Pranidam Pratimasam Smanutam Upecha, Leela yatena vipanani jajashram Govindamani purusham dhamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda the primeval Lord whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes being reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. Just imagine the amazing pastimes of Krishna, you see. That how can Brahmaji say that they triumphantly dominate the mundane world, you see? We don't see him in the newspaper doesn't report it. It's not there on CNN. How we can say it dominates the mundane world, but it does, you see. Because all these other pastimes and all these things that are going on, they're nothing. They're just a flicker, just flickering of the wind. That's all they really are, the flickering of the wind. But these pastimes of Krishna, they are the topmost news, the topmost headline. Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, Krishna playing the fifth note on his flute, Krishna stealing the butter, you see, getting bound with the rope by Mother Jasoda, you see. So if we connect with these pastimes of Krishna, these qualities of Krishna, these teachings of Krishna, Sarvadharman Puritraja Mamekang Shadanang Raja Ahang Tang Sabapa Pebyo Mokshishami Mahashucha, we have to learn how to be totally absorbed 24 hours a day in remembering the teachings of Krishna, following the teachings of Krishna, preaching the teachings of Krishna, manifesting the instructions of Krishna in all of our thoughts, words, and deeds in all times, places, and circumstances. In this way, we become liberated souls. Even here in Melbourne, we can be liberated souls, completely transcendental to the material existence. We don't have to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur to become liberated souls. Vrindavan and Mayapur will come and manifest within your heart. If you become completely surrendered to Lord Sri Krishna and the spiritual master, his bona fide representative. So let's take this process seriously. Let's not cheat ourselves any longer by trying to enjoy separately. Let's stop being fools and rascals thinking we can enjoy this material world. Where is the enjoyment here? It's simply birth, death, old age, and disease. We have to learn how to become transcendental to the ups and downs of the material nature. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm depressed. Elation, depression, no. We have to become transcendental to all these moods that keep coming to the mind, you see, according to the situation. Matrisparshastukhanteya shitoshna sukadukada agapama agamapayano nityashtam titikshashvabharata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. One must learn to tolerate them, O Sayana Bharata, without being disturbed. As I many times explain, here's the easy way to be tolerant of the dualities. Learn to see the loving hand of Krishna in every situation, you see. Whether it's the summer or the winter, whether it's whether you find something encouraging or discouraging, whatever is coming, learn to see it how as the mercy of Krishna coming to bless you, that you can dive deeper, deeper, and deeper into the sublime ocean of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The time of death, it says you have to fly your own airplane, you see. It's up to you. You can't depend on somebody else, my parents or my spouse or my friends or my guru, you see. The time of death is up to you whether you are going to fix your mind on Krishna or not. It's totally up to you, you see. It's all, it's in your, it's totally in your hands. What am I going to do now? Now I'm facing death. Am I going to fix my mind in Krishna, or I'm going to think about this material attachment or that material attachment? You see. Yeah, we have to learn. Here's an easy way to prepare for death. Just think, consider that death can come at any minute, you see. Especially when you're driving in traffic, you see. Just like my beloved grandmother, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he's simply going from Mayapur to the airport, and boom, he was killed in a traffic accident, you see. It's a great shock. Tamal Krishna Goswami killed in a traffic accident. Or Bhakti Charu Swami dying from COVID-19, you see. So we have to think, I can die at any minute. I can die, I could have a heart attack while giving the Bhagavatam class and die right here die right here in front of the deities. That'd be a great place to die. It'd be an ideal time to die right now. Prabhupada, Gurnitai, and Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. But the point is we have to be prepared for death at any minute. You say, well, how you can be so morbid? I mean, you should be enjoying life. But actually, when you have you in that mood of being prepared for death at any minute, then you can enter into the supreme enjoyment. The so-called enjoyment of life is always up and down, up and down, up and down, you see. But when you're in that mood, as if I could die at any minute, so though now may be prepared, if death were to come right now, where would my consciousness be, you see? We have to put ourselves in that state of mind, and then we enter into a state of unlimited bliss, you see. Completely transcendental to all the ups and downs of the material existence, the happiness and distress of material existence, the pain and pleasure, the honor and dishonor of material existence, completely transcendental to all of these things, you see. So in this way, we conquer death, you see. The devotee conquers over death. He's not taken by death, but he conquers over it. He's not conquered by death, but he conquers over death, you see. By fixing himself completely in the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, you see. Now I have no other business except to please my spiritual master, to please Gurnitai, Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. I have no business but to please them with my every thought, word, and deed from now on for all of eternity. No matter what happens, no matter what may happen, it doesn't matter. That remains the reality. I have to be fully absorbed in pleasing them. My every thought, my every word, my every deed. And if I'm confused and bewildered what to do, just pray, ask Him. Krishna, please bless me now I can think properly in this situation. Please bless me I can properly speak in this situation. Please bless me I can probably act in this situation. My dear Lord, I'm bewildered, I'm confused, I don't know how to deal with this situation. So please bless me now that I can properly think, speak, and act in a way that please You here in this very confusing situation I'm in right now, you see. So we always have that mood of taking shelter of Guru and Krishna, feeling myself helpless. Just like Narottam says, I've got no shelter but Radha and Krishna, you see. I've got no shelter but Radha and Krishna. Humbly praise Narottam Das Thakur, you see. I have to come to that position. I have no shelter. My mind, my intelligence, I can't take shelter of them, you see. I may try, but it doesn't work. My only shelter is Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does anybody have any questions? Yes. Well, Chitraketa was willing to be trampled upon. He says, actually, I don't deserve to be trampled upon, but it's okay, I accept the tramples. Let me take the tramples. I accept the tramples. That was his mood. Go ahead, trample on me. I don't deserve it, but go ahead, trample all over me. I take it as mercy. So instead of training, how can I avoid being trampled on? Let me be trampled on unlimitedly. I deserve it. I'm such a rascal, you see. Let me be trampled on unlimitedly. I deserve it. That's the mood of Tichaketa. We should learn from him, you see. He didn't mind being trampled. He said, I don't deserve to be trampled on. I could retaliate for being falsely, wrongly cursed. I can retaliate, but no, I'll take it. And I take it as mercy. Accept being trampled on. That's Vichiketa's answer. Trample on me, yes, trample. More, trample more. Come on, trample more and more and more. Yes, I take it. That's his move. So why do you want to avoid being trampled on?
Like in the hands of materialist people, let's say, who are like, ready to always put you down, harass you, exploit you.
Oh, you mean the non-devotees?
The non-devotees,
yeah. But non-devotees, we can chastise them. Just like that one time I was trampled on, I was a young brahmachari in Gainesville, Florida, out on University Avenue with a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls. Yes, I'm going to give out Simply Wonderfuls to everybody down the street. Some smart aleck hippie said, ha, ha, ha. He went, kwam, and he hit all the Simply Wonderfuls out into the street. So what did I do? I said, you better get out there and pick up all those sweets right now. Like that. And it worked. He went, up. Oh! And it worked. He ran out in the middle of the street and started picking up the sweets. And I helped him. We got them all picked up before the light turned green. See, it was the red light and the cars were stopped. So before the light turned green, we got all the sweets picked up. So yeah, if the non-devotees trample on, you should be very heavy and chastise them. Yeah. That was my experience, you see. Or negotiate, like the time we had an armed robbery in our Miami temple, you see. I yelled out, they came in they had Bhaktan Patty with a gun at the head, and they had a rifle. They said, everybody get down on the floor. And all the devotees bowed down on the floor and offered obeisances to the thieves, except for me. I said, Nishingadev! And the whole thing turned around after them, after I said Nishingadev's name. The whole thing turned around. The thieves were gone very soon. So yeah, you can either chastise them or you can call out to Nrisingadev if it's something you can handle. Ask for Nrisingadev to help. He's pretty good at protecting the devotees. He's the protector of the devotees, is he? So next. Yes.
For example, I'm working on this the quality of humility and tolerance, but the false ego is very strong.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. That's why we're caught up in this cycle of business. I am God. I am the Supreme. We're all polluted with this false ego. That's right.
So how do we overcome that, Gurudev?
By following the example of Chitraketu. Take him as your siksha guru and follow Chitraketu. Even if I'm trampled on by the devotees, I take it as a blessing.
So we just have to take as Krishna's mercy rather than retaliating or...
Just see how Chitraketu did.
Yes, Guruji.
He was wrongly cursed for privity, but he didn't retaliate. He took it as a blessing. You see? So you have to learn how to take it as mercy. Always when the Vaishnavas be very humble, thinking so lower than the straw in the street, you see. Even what does he say? What did Prabhupada say? He said, a devotee should always be very humble and meek and should offer all respect to others, especially to superiors, but even juniors, you see. To others means juniors and equals also. Especially superiors, but also to the juniors and equals. Is it? That's the instruction from Prabhupada. Is it? Lord Chaitanya's teaching us that way. Yes.
Thank you very much for your nice class. I just had a question. Sometimes when we do a service, like when we are authorized to do a service, and then sometimes another devotee, like, sort of wants to do the service and tells you, you go, I'll do the service. So then, should we tolerate?
Try again. My hearing is a little bit, my ears are damaged when I was a kid, and I'm struggling with hearing now. So try. Let's try again.
Yeah.
And he may help.
Sorry.
Me.
Yeah. Sometimes when we are authorized to do a service. And
sometimes.
When you're authorized to do a service.
Authorized to do a service.
Yes. And another devotee comes and says that I will do the service.
The service away from you, but you were authorized to do it.
Yes, and asks you to go away.
Ask you to go away, yeah.
Then what should we, tolerate or?
We had a situation like that, and we Prabhupada told me to preach in Austin, and somebody told us to get out of Austin. We didn't go. We took Prabhupada's order. Prabhupada had authorized me to preach in Austin, so we took the order of Prabhupada as more important than the order to get out of Austin, and we stayed in Austin. That's an example. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Any of the men? The ladies are the more eager to learn today.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, and when we hear about Goloka, how beautiful it is, and we want to be with Krishna, we start feeling to go really quickly. But then when we think about our family, how they will feel without us, then it gets a bit scary. So what to do in this?
We think we go to Krishna Loka.
We hear about Krishna, about the Loka, and it's so nice. I want to go quickly there.
Yeah.
But when I start thinking about the family, how they will feel if I go? So.
Do you know what is your actual family? All living entities are your family. Your family is all living entities. So. And most of them are in the spiritual world. The majority of your family is in the spiritual world, waiting for you to come home. When will she come home? She's run away from home. When will she come home? So you want to please your family members. Most of them are waiting for you to come home. Okay? Next.
Everyone says like we want to go to Goloka, God, back to Godhead, but in this material world, Krishna is also there. So why people always choose like if we want to go to Goloka, Krishna Loka, why we can't make this material world like a spiritual world?
Many devotees speaking about that would about going back to Godhead, but at the same time, Krishna is also here. So why one should go there?
Yeah, that's the mood of a preacher, I need to go. Why even think that the preacher doesn't think he needs to go back to Godhead? The preacher, one who is absorbed fully in Lord Chaitanya's order, Jare Deka Tadekaha, Krishna Upadesh Amaragaya Guru Hoyu Tadekesh, whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna, and this is my order, you become guru, you knew the people of this world, you see. The devotee who's fully embraced this order, he's already in the spiritual world. Doesn't need to go back to Godhead. He already had Gornatai's lotus feet on his head, you see. Someone who's fully embraced the preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya is already as good as in Goloka, right here in Melbourne. He doesn't need to go anywhere. He doesn't feel the need to go back to Godhead. He feels the need to stay here birth after birth, if necessary, to deliver all the fallen souls back to home, back to Godhead.
Thank you.
Next. Yes.
Hare Krishna. We see here in Chitarketu's example, he was wrongly cursed and he just took it humbly. For us, if we might be criticized or said something, we might theoretically accept it and be humble and continue with our service, but there still might be hard feelings for the other person. So how do we overcome those hard feelings? And, you know,
Chitraketu was wrongly cursed and he accepted properly in a good mood. Mm-hmm. But if somebody insults us, we may artificially accept, but we kind of will keep a grudge in our heart and that devotee. How properly do you?
Don't keep grudges, they fill your heart with smudges. So how do you get rid of them? How do you flush? When you pass through, what do? You flush the toilet, right? So grudges are a stool in your heart. You got to flush the toilet. How do you flush it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Glory to the secrets, glory to the sheep. Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. That's what we pray. So the Sankirtan, the chanting of Hare Krishna, cleanses the heart of all the dirt, the grudges and the lust and the anger and the greed, the madness, illusion, the envy, the craziness, the laziness. This stuff is flushed out, is washed away by Hare Krishna chanting. So you learn how to go deep, deep, deep. I see you have a bead bag, you see? You got to go deep. You have the solution right there on your bead bag, sir. You just got to go deep, deep, deep into those holy names, and you'll clear all that dirt out of your heart. Okay? Anything else? Everybody's ready now to get out there and save the world for Prabhupada. Yes. How do you have the determination to preach? You guys remember your Sikshagura, the little sparrow, you see? It seems impossible. How could we make this world Krishna conscious? All these karmis, all these McDonald's hamburger stands, Kentucky Fried, and, you know, the liquor shops, and just how in the world we could ever, it seems impossible to even think about trying to make the world Krishna conscious. But what did the little sparrow think, you see? The little sparrow's eggs were stolen by the ocean. And when she said, "Return my eggs," the ocean would refuse to return the eggs. So she say, "Well, I just give up, forget about my eggs," you see. No. The little sparrow said, "I'm then going to dry up that ocean." She was going there, picking up some little water, a few drops of water of the ocean, being a little big running back, depositing, pick up water, back to the bottom of the land, back and forth. Everybody get out. Oh, just see that little sparrow. She's going to run herself, that foolish little bird, she's going to run herself to death. She won't make any dent on drying up the ocean. But who's the king of the birds? Garuda, the big brother of the little sparrow. And he saw what was going on. He came flying in on Garuda Airlines. And he told the ocean, "You rascal ocean, you give those eggs back immediately or I'll dry you up by a mystic power," you see. So we have the determination of little sparrow that I'm a Prabhupada ordered to deliver the world, so I'm going to dedicate my life for making this world Krishna conscious. That's my, to awaken, to become, just like we sing in the Nipringer, you know, in the Shringer prayers, Behirna Singha, Hidarina Singha. Prabhupada translates it in this way: "May Lord Srinadev dwell within my heart, killing all my bad propensities so my mind becomes completely clean and I can bring peace to the entire world." Now what does peace mean? It means Krishna consciousness, you see. So actually when we sing the Sringer prayers, I'm praying, may I now deliver myself and may I now be empowered to deliver the whole world, you see. So, when we take up that mood as on the order of Srila Prabhupada, this is Garuda, this like Garuda helps a little sparrow, you see. If you take up the mood, "I must now act as the deliverer of this world," then actually, just as Garuda helps a little sparrow, then actually the whole disciplic succession will then come to help you, you see. In fact, they'll act through you. You'll become an instrument in the hands of Guru, the whole guru, actually the whole guru parampara, the whole guru parampara will then act through you. You become an agent of the guru parampara. Just like the postman, he may be struggling to pay his rent. He delivers you a cashier's check for $1 million. He's struggling to pay his rent. He's in debt. He can't pay his rent. But he's delivering you a cashier's check for $1 million because he's the postman, you see. So you become an empowered agent. Even if you're struggling to get up in the morning for Mangalarti, you see. But if you make that endeavor to serve the order of the spiritual master, to deliver the world, then the whole disciplic succession will act through you. The power of the whole disciplic succession, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, all the great acharyas, they'll act through you. You become an agent in their hands for bringing about the total transformation. Prabhupada said, it's actually predicted in the scriptures, there's a 10,000 year period in which Krishna Kanya's movement will take over the whole world. You see. That 10,000 year period began 500 years ago with Lord Chaitanya's advent. So now we're at the beginning of the most amazing paradigm shift in world history. Actually, what's going to happen is this Krishna Kanya's movement is going to completely take over the whole world, you see. There'll come a day when all the high court judges are wearing Vaishnava tila in every town and in every village, you see. So we get to be, we're at the beginning of the most amazing paradigm shifting world history. So we act as agents of Guru and Gauranga for pushing toward this movement, then we will get unlimited mercy from Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So it's up to you whether you want to get the mercy or whether you don't want to get the mercy. You want to get the mercy or not? Then take the order to deliver the world as your personal responsibility to deliver the whole world. Yes.
Srila Gurudev, sometimes we make wrong choices.
Sometimes? Actually, sometimes we make the right choice. Very rarely we make the right choice.
Like when we realize our mistake, that I should not have done this, but I should have become little bit more wiser, intelligent, Krishna conscious way, and take a proper right decision. And then by the time we realize the time has just passed away, and then we regret, and then this situation happens again, and we make a wrong choice.
Keep
again.
Making mistakes again and again.
Yeah.
I know.
How can
I know exactly
stop
what
this?
You're talking about? And this mistake, and that mistake, this mistake. Yeah, we're fallen conditioned souls, and we're stupid. We're puffed up. We have. Asaram bhava. We have the qualities of demons, actually. That's the reality for us neophyte devotees. We see how demoniac we actually are. Puffed up, lazy, crazy, confused, bewildered. When you name it, we've got it. So the question is what to do? How to get out of it? That's what's the question.
How to stop this?
We have to beg for the mercy. My dear Srila Prabhupada, my dear Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord Nityananda, my dear Radha and Krishna, please save me from this fallen state I'm in and bless me that now I can always think, speak, and act properly in every situation and stop making all these stupid mistakes. You just beg for their mercy to help you. If you keep begging, there'll be improvement. You have to be always in the mood of a beggar, begging for the mercy of Guru and Krishna to save you from your fallen condition. You see? Just like Narottam Das is lamenting, as I sang last night, that nice song, Hari Hari Bipali. Prabhupada gave an English translation. Although I've come to this human form, my Lord, I've spent my life uselessly, I did not care for Radha and Krishna, so I swallow poison knowingly. See, here we are, we're knowingly drinking poison. You see. So Narottam Das is lamenting, I've got no shelter but Radha and Krishna, humbly praise Narottam Das Thakur. So we can learn from Narottam Das Thakur how to deal with this, our fallen state, you see. How to cry for the mercy and realize, here I am drinking poison knowingly. I know I'm not this body, but I still keep thinking, I got to gratify this body. You see, knowingly drinking poison. So that I recommend that Hari Hari Bipale sung by Narottam. You meditate on that and that will help you.
Thank you very much, Gurudev.
How are we doing? Those questions coming in. Hanuman Das, what is the measure of success for a preacher? One thing is getting up in time for Mangalarti. That's one thing. That's one success. He gets up for Mangalarti on time every day. Another success is he's developing a taste for the holy name. You see? That's another success for the preacher. And if he can make a devotee, if he can even make one person a devotee, that's a great success, a great victory. If he can make even one person a devotee, that's a great, great success for a preacher. You see? His own purification or making many... Actually, both things are there, Hanuman. Both things are there, you see. If actually becoming purified, then by his association, somebody will also become, because sangat sanjayate kama, one's consciousness is developed by one's association. So if he's actually becoming purified, he's actually taking shelter of Krishna, by his preaching, sooner or later somebody will be transformed by them. We can see Prabhupada's example. Yeah, it's both things. His own deep ecstasies of, just like I was in Atlanta when Prabhupada, we had Gaura-Nitai deities there. Prabhupada was in absolute ecstasy to see Gaura-Nitai. He was gazing upon the deities. It was like about 300 of us in the temple, maybe 150 of us. It was a big crowd. Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared in Atlanta. He wasn't seeing deities. He was actually seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, you see. So that's one symptom, to actually experience Krishna directly. That's a very high successful preacher. When you experience Krishna directly and seeing the deity, of course that's a very high level. We're not there yet, but that's the level of Prabhupada, you see. Be able to see Krishna directly, not just see the deity, but see Krishna directly, you see. That's the greatest, that's a very high measure of success. And then such a person can make thousands of devotees, isn't it? Who can actually experience Krishna directly in the form of the deity. So, both things are there. His own purification and making devotees. So anything else? Anybody's ready now to become pure and make the world Krishna conscious? Get out there and save the world, you see. Anything else? Let's see if we got anything else here. Nothing else coming in. Let's see. Nothing else here. Okay. So that's it. We can go ahead and stop here. Thank everybody for tuning in. Take this process seriously and your lives will be unlimitedly sublime. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.